Tomorrow and Sunday, brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet, Red Stripe, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right. It is just about concert calendar time, but before we get to that, let us tell you that Gordon will be at Lone Star Park out in Grand Prairie, and he will be there tonight. In fact, he will be there in about 25 minutes from 7 until 9. And Professor D will be playing out there tonight. The great Professor D. The first race starts really right about now. So check it out. He'll have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out there with him. So go see Gordo at Lone Star Park tonight from 7 until 9. Well, let's see what we've got as far as a very explosive concert calendar goes. This is brought to you by Yamaha Suzuki and Progressive Insurance. Tonight, at Gillies in Dallas, Tommy Alverson.
It's a shame your back's hurt, Greg.
Who's Tommy Alverson?
He's playing at Gillies, so...
Isn't that the guy that gave up his seat on the plane to...
That was Tommy Alsup.
Oh, yeah, it is. Screw me. At Deep Ellum Live, Orgy.
Big Dick.
So far, this sucks. This whole
There's been two bands.
Oh.
At Cowboys Red River, Johnny Lee.
Oh.
Grego.
That does kind of bum me out. Last time he was here, I went and saw him. At Gillies.
Really?
Hell, sure did.
What was that, like a few weeks ago?
It was before the first of the year.
Maybe that's what hurt your back, all that honky-tonking.
Good point.
Could be. Saw Johnny Lee and Mickey Gilley.
You did
great.
Too much boot scooting.
Did you have a good time?
I'd had a blast. I love it. I love Johnny Lee. He's great.
What is honky-tonking?
Just going dancing, going drinking, going to the honky-tonk.
Did you dance?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Did you wear your brush popper shirt?
Never owned one of them, Danny. Never owned one in my life. So, no, I wouldn't be wearing that.
At Billy Bob's, Jack Ingram.
You'll see our friend, Big Jack Ingram. You shall not be disappointed.
I wish he was playing in Dallas.
Yeah.
I'd go see him.
Tonight at Arbor Days in Euless, Davy Jones and Three Dog Night.
All right, what's wrong with us trying to get Davy Jones or Big Dick Negron on or whatever his name is?
Corey Wells or somebody like that.
What's wrong with it?
Why can't we get him on?
I don't know.
I mean, we're trying to get Rick Derringer and the saxophone player from Styx.
I didn't even know about this thing until today.
I mean, because the best thing they can do, we can call and they can say, yeah, we'll get them on, then we'll promote it, then they don't show up and they get the best of both worlds.
Perfect.
They don't have to show up and then they get promoted.
I'd love to talk to Davy Jones.
I would have loved to have talked to Josh Howard today, too.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Yep. Yeah.
Saturday.
No more guests,
Will
period.
Davy Jones sing all the monkey stuff?
Yeah. Well, what else is he going to do?
I don't know. Do he have a solo career after that?
Not that I know of.
Was the
talk about his big appearance on the Brady Bunch.
That was going to sing Daydream Believer and then get on out of there.
Now, is that Ann Murray's song?
They had more hits than that.
Is that Ann Murray's song or is that
their song?
That's their song. They did it first.
I like her version. Let me tell you something about Ann Murray.
Gross. Don't even say it.
Not that bad.
Shut up.
Come on.
Not that bad. And could. Don't want to, though.
Why? Because she's Canadian?
She's over 55.
No. Saturday at Arbor Days in Euless, Cyndi Lauper and Taylor Dayne.
I don't even know what to say about that, Mike.
Taylor Dayne?
What does she sing?
She had one hit back in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Was she still living off that?
Dance hit in the 80s.
Didn't she have giant boobs?
I think she was kind of good looking, too, back in the day.
I'm going to TaylorDayne.com now, and it's taking a while for it to come up, but I guarantee you she's got a website.
Boobs.
And Cyndi Lauper.
She opened for Cher.
Was she good?
Yeah, she was okay.
Was she fine?
Did she close with...
Girls just need to have some fun.
She sure did.
It's great.
Did she sing, if you want to, I know that you're waiting for me, time after time.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And she's saying, I see your true colors.
passing through. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting time after time.
Stop. Once was enough. You're a good singer, Corby.
Thank you. I'm in a band.
You have a really pretty voice.
You heard of the Wasters?
At the Barley House, Budapest One, and the Sarah Radel Band.
Who did that? Sarah?
Yeah, she voided.
No, she didn't.
Runner, you love Budapest One.
Have I seen them?
Yeah. You remember at the Dallas Observer Music Awards, the guys that's heavily influenced by Bruce Springsteen?
And Grego, didn't you used to live in Hungary?
God, they were awful.
No, I never lived in Hungary.
Have you ever been hungry?
Right now.
Oh, there he goes.
At the Sons of Herman Hall, Beetlegrass.
You know what that is?
No. What is it?
It's a band that plays nothing but Beatles covers, but they're a three-piece bluegrass band.
I bet that's pretty cool.
I've heard that it's amazing.
What a ball kick.
Tomorrow, at the Gypsy Tea Room, Jenna Tortures and Godhead.
You remember the Jenna Tortures, don't you?
Isn't that a Cat band?
I went and saw them in concert.
You did?
Yeah.
With Cat?
Yeah, I believe it was with Cat.
I went with somebody. I can't remember who it was.
What'd they do?
They did some shocking stuff, let me tell you.
Well, like what?
I really can't say it on the air.
Let me just say, being a mainstay in a regular Bible study these days, that Godhead isn't appropriate.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Jesus. It has nothing to do with that.
Well, what's wrong with it, though?
With Godhead? Come on. God's not laughing right now. Jesus is, but God's not. Jesus. And
man.
Mike. Jesus and Mike are laughing.
And Godhead. Tomato head's laughing at Godhead.
Right.
At Trees, Cowboy Mouth.
God, quit. Give it up.
Who are they?
Genesis.
That one.
Do they sing that?
Yeah.
What is it?
I think so.
Genesis. Turn on the radio.
I don't think that's them.
Is that not it?
No.
Oh, never mind. Screw me.
I thought that was Wall of Voodoo.
I screwed that one up again.
Yeah, I did.
At the Jefferson Freedom Cafe, Jimmy LaFave.
Oh, hang on. A plane's getting ready to land.
Freedom.
At the Sons of Herman Hall, Brave Combo will do their 25th anniversary show.
Man, I love Polka so much that I'm going to go.
They've been together since 79?
Did you ever see them, Mike?
Yeah, I've seen them.
You like that?
They drive me crazy.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad.
They were at the Observer Music Awards the other night.
I know,
and when they started, I got out of there.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Should have dragged me.
At Billy Bob's, Buddy Jewell.
Isn't that the Olympic bomber?
That's Richard Jewell.
Uh-oh.
No, but he used to do the gunfights with us at Six Flags.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The same Buddy Jewell?
Same one.
Didn't he win
he won
Idol Country?
That's what he won, the Nashville Star.
Now, what was his name?
He was judgmental, right?
Was he Chuck Wagon? No, okay. Or was he Chester Drawers?
Judgmental?
Yeah. Do you remember which one he was, Greg?
I don't remember, no.
Now, you were Chester Drawers, right?
Or Chuck Wagon, one of the two.
How did you keep a straight face? Oh, here comes another plane. How could you keep a straight face? Or could you not? Whenever they... Hey, Chuck Wagon, get over here.
At Gillies, Gary P. Nunn.
Stop reading his name. Take him... Danny, stop putting
don't
his
put
name...
Don't put him on there?
No, don't.
He's a P1.
There's some people that don't need to be on here
He's
every week.
He's a big P1, Corby.
Great. Do we know that?
That's what he told Grego.
He is, really. Or he was at one time. He's probably not now. Y'all chased him off.
By ripping him so much.
I know. Right. You never even heard him.
At Rubber Gloves, Daryl.
Daryl.
Go see Daryl. They're fun.
At the Liquid Lounge, Wurlitzer Prize will be doing a CD release party.
Well, isn't that going to be crowded?
I'm going.
Yes?
I played bass on that record.
Oh, shut up.
I swear to God.
You're going.
Yes. They're good buddies.
Are
They're
you
good.
Playing?
No. They have a real bass player now. But they didn't at the time, and I played on their record.
Do they sing All My Exes Live in Texas?
George Strait.
I hate you so much.
Just think someday I'll die.
Keep it up. I support you.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
I'll be at your funeral one day, laughing.
You'll be the guy in the back snickering.
Uh-huh.
Sunday. Sunday at the Tea Room in the ballroom, Los Lonely Boys and Guy Forsythe.
Interested in the Lonely Boys.
I am too, because that's about the biggest thing in Austin.
Boy, they are huge.
They sweep.
What's that one song they have going?
Heaven.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have a radio song?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
They play it on Mix.
What is it, rock and roll or Mexican rock? Or
you know what? It's Mexican widespread. It's like...
Is it like Los Lobos?
No. I've only heard that one song. I have their CD at my desk, but I haven't had the strength to put it in my player.
Why don't we listen to that next week?
Okay. I mean, they're getting huge.
I know.
At the Tea Room.
Or some stuff.
The yeah. Walls of Jericho, Martyr Ad, and Bury Your Dead.
Okay. Things I won't be doing that night. Going to that show.
Hey, as bored as I am, I'd go to that.
Yeah.
At Trees, the Sounds.
The Sounds.
At the Barley House, the East Dallas Acoustic All-Stars.
Oh, God.
Aren't you in that, Danny?
Are you opening up for the North Mississippi West All-Stars?
Yep.
At Dada, the Privates.
Not a bad name.
Monday, at the Ridgely Stereo Lab.
Mm-hmm.
Give it up.
I agree, Greg.
At the Tea Room, Bob Gainey?
Bob Gainey is what it looked like.
Stars General Manager?
Is he flying down from Montreal on their off day?
Is he doing a spoken word?
Oh, that's G-U-I-N-E-Y.
Yeah, Bob Gainey.
Oh, are you going to do it in French or English?
I am a better skater than you. I will kill you.
At Trees, Ben Queller, Death Cab for Cutie, and Centralmatic.
That'll be a big teen show.
Yep. There's quite a few people at that. And we'll need to discuss that, won't
yep.
we,
yes,
Mike?
Yes, we will.
I can think of one teen in particular who's made inquiries about the possibility of going to that.
You need to let her go.
Yeah, you do.
There's nothing wrong with that show.
I also hear they're having a
school night.
Just let her, Mike.
Mike, I'll go. I'll be there. I'll look over her.
I also hear they're having a champagne brunch there. So.
You can't keep her locked up forever.
Yeah, Mike.
That is a school night.
Well, let her take a day off.
There'll be
school.
A lot of other days
yeah,
of school. How often does Death Cab for Cutie roll into town? Huh?
Well, gee, Kevin, I don't know. Since
what
you
if
put it like that?
What if Death Cab for Cutie turned into the Beatles, and this was her Beatles story that she had
exactly.
to tell all of her 50-year-old
man.
Friends?
Exactly.
Daddy wouldn't let me go, so I hate him.
Why are you estranged from your dad, Jordan?
Cause I want to see Death Cab for Cutie. They're so great. They're like awesome, and he sucks. So old. He's like 190.
Keep it coming. That's got legs.
I like it.
Oh, thank you, Barry.
It does have legs.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday at Bass Hall, Charlie Pride.
That's some greatness.
No, give me a break.
He's a P1, too, isn't he, Greg?
No, you even know who we are. He's spare.
No, he's not. He's a great singer.
He's name one song.
He's had 37 number one hits.
Kiss an Angel, Good Morning.
Let me go ahead and raise that window so you can look
you
right
can't.
Out.
And you know what? I'm not going to see very many people that have had 37 number one hits.
You know what? I question that. 37.
37.
On the country charts? Yeah.
Well, you know what? Who couldn't do that? I can make one tomorrow and have it out at number one by next Tuesday.
I'd love to hear it.
No? I'll write it tonight.
Okay.
He's right. He could.
I would love to hear that
song.
Well,
then you're only going to be 36 behind.
Well, and sing it as Cyndi Lauper.
Have you go?
At the Granada, Little Feet and Sorter.
Yeah!
At Deep Ellum Live, Guar.
Whoa!
At the Tea Room, G-Love and Special Sauce.
Yes.
Hippie band.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Dude, G-Love?
The hippie. They're at every single...
Are they really?
Yes.
They're kind of a, I don't know, a
hippies
soul
hippies love them.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
Because jam for about 20 minutes.
Wednesday at Deep Ellum Live, Government Mule.
Really? I wonder if Big Warren Haynes is going to be there.
At Trees, Sugar Cult. At Pegasus Plaza, Monty Montgomery.
Monty?
Go see that. Yeah. That is great.
That's a free concert, too.
A great opportunity.
He should pay you.
What?
He's good.
Is he?
He's good.
He's not just good. He's great. There's nothing like him.
That boy good.
Good and terrible.
Thursday at McFarland Auditorium, Smokey Robinson.
And the Miracles?
No.
Doesn't say anything about any miracles.
Boy, that one song that he had in like 82, what was it? It was huge. Come on, help me out here. His big hit in the 80s.
We Are the World?
Shut up. You know what I'm talking about, Mike.
Do I?
Greg?
What? I don't know.
Smokey Robinson's
Tears of a Crown?
Of a Clown. I think it's Tears of a Clown, but...
I don't care what you think about me.
Oh, that. Yeah.
I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm detecting a
like
third
Sidney
voice.
What?
I'm detecting a third voice on you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sing it like Sidney Lauper.
I don't care if you think of your
Stop it. Stop it.
I don't care what you do.
At the Granada, Patty Griffin.
It's a big show for them.
It's a her.
Oh.
At Haley's in Denton, Beulah.
Funny name.
At Double Wide, The Kicks. And at the Reconsider Lounge, Herpes for Mom, Chunk of Duke, and Five for Farting.
Chunk of Duke.
Poop.
What's old and grouchy and blue red? Mr. Tomato Head.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now. I'm doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly.
All of that poop.